Christmas Eve, December 25th, 2022. I saw the sunset. This is a very poignant time of reflection. And there's such a stillness, so eerie, over the land, over this land, over this wilderness, over this high mountain desert. Even the animals are quiet. And in the little village, Shiloh, everything was shut down and shuttered. And it was very quiet and very still. And I started reflecting on this past year as it's closing out. I mean, how many people are no longer here? How many have gone on? How many relationships have been broken? How we come into this world alone and we leave alone. And how, if it wasn't for our Savior, that we would be so lost. My thoughts turned to chapter 9 of Isaiah. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her. By the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, in Galilee of the nations, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light, and they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shone. You have multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. They joy before you according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden and the stall of his shoulder. The staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. Do you hear? This is a judgment. And it's a light affliction. Okay, it's the beginning of judgments. He begins slightly. 5, verse 5, Isaiah 9. For every battle of the warrior, okay, for this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. He's talking about the battle. There's confused noise and garments rolled in blood and burning in fire. Verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. And upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment. Are you hearing me? To establish it with judgment. He's going to establish his kingdom, the return of the king, with judgment and with justice from hereafter, even forever. And the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.